Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. I'm your host, Christopher Keneally, the Director of Author and Creator Relations for Copyright Clearance Center and for Beyond the Book, always online at beyondthebook.com. We're doing another in our special series of Introductions to Publishing University, the annual conference of the Independent Book Publishers Association. And with us on the line is Kathleen Gage. Welcome, Kathleen.
Chris, it is great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we're going to give people a bit of a taste of the seminar you're going to be doing next spring in New York for Publishing University. Let's tell the world just a little bit about you, though. You are the CEO and founder of Turning Point and Maxwell Publishing. You're a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and recognized as an internet marketing and publicity expert. You're based in Eugene, Oregon, and people find you online at Street Smarts Marketing. But you're here today to tell us about what you call the power and profit of using teleseminars when it comes to marketing and selling books. And you know, it sounds very appealing because reaching people by voice is something we understand very well here at Beyond the Book. We think connecting with people and letting them hear you talk is a great way to convince them about a subject. What do you think?
Well, I think that teleseminars are one of the most phenomenal tools to use in one's business, and it crosses the lines of every industry, but especially for authors and for independent publishers. I really believe this is one of the most underutilized tools to market your business and to make money and also to gain visibility. And interestingly enough, they're actually very simple to do. There's a very strategic process that one goes through to make them profitable.
Well, we'll talk about that, but first, why do you think especially it's a powerful medium for publishers to use?
Well, a number of reasons, Chris. One is that when you market it correctly on the internet, you get great search engine optimization, and as most people know, the better your SEO, the better your position on the internet. Another reason is you have a global reach with your teleseminar, so there's really no boundaries as to where you can reach your market. And one of the best, especially right now with the economy the way it is they're one of the most cost-effective ways to get your message out there, so they're very high return. When I do teleseminars, usually my return on investment is about 95%.
Well, that's pretty high. That's great. I would imagine, too, that with people being as busy as they are these days, and in fact busier than ever because they have to run even faster just to keep up with the economy doing what it's doing, that getting them to participate in a teleseminar when really all they need to do is phone in is so much easier than trying to get them to show up somewhere live and in person.
Oh, you bet. And I think where it really started shifting was after 9/11, when we had another downturn in the economy, where companies and individuals, they really didn't have the budgets to travel like they used to. They didn't want to go and spend days on end just to learn what they could learn in an hour. And yet, there's something to be said for the live conferences, too. You know, you get to meet and greet face-to-face with people. But it is valuable with the teleseminars in that, again, you don't have to travel. You can actually listen to a recording of a teleseminar if, in fact, it was recorded, so you can listen at your leisure. As a matter of fact, I had somebody today that was downloading a two-hour teleseminar that I had done. They're going to listen on their way to another city while they're driving. So a very effective way to get your message out there, and people can listen at their leisure.
Right, and at their choice. I mean, again, We understand that at Beyond the Book, podcasting has really made it possible for us to reach much farther than we ever had because people download these things. I know we have somebody in our audience who's told us that she takes these dogs of hers for long walks and listens to Beyond the Book and learns more about the industry while she's walking her dog. So you can do that. You can do it at your desk. It's up to you, the audience, to decide when you want.
Exactly.
There are different types of teleseminars. It covers a multitude of sins. Give us a high-level view of the different kinds of ways the teleseminars are conducted.
Okay. One way is business-to-business, a very effective way where you can reach your businesses, again, cost-effectively. Then you have what I refer to as preview calls. And this really is the area that I think many people miss the mark, is they don't give preview information before they try to sell something. And that would be one of the most beneficial ways that an author or an independent publishing company could use teleseminars.
Can you expand on that? What do you mean by preview information?
Okay. For example, I do a four-week mentoring course on how to get visibility for your book. I do a four-week mentoring course on how to have money-making teleseminars. I do a free call, which is my preview call, that gives people a taste of the information that they're going to learn during the four-week period. Just like we're doing right now, I'm giving people a taste of what they can expect when they come to the Publishers University Conference in May in New York. It's basically to satisfy the try-before-you-buy society, which we have very much become. People can get a lot of information for free, so if you try to sell them too soon, you may be actually shooting yourself in the foot. So it's just giving people a taste and really setting yourself up as a credible expert.
Right. And, you know, they can see by the presentation, by your preparation, by the way you deliver the information and tell your story, just how credible what you're offering really is.
Exactly.
And you were going to tell us about three there. So there's the business-to-business, and maybe you could give us an example when it comes to publishing. If I've created some line of books that's addressing a certain business problem and I want to reach that certain business, that's what you mean by business-to-business then, right?
Yes, I do. Let's say that you just published a book that has to do with sales strategies. And there might be a company that has a sales force of 1,000 people. Well, what better than having a teleseminar to introduce the information in a very cost-effective way to an entire sales team at their leisure of listening? So that would be one way. The other way is when you are an expert at something, you can actually go into companies where they contract you to put on the teleseminar for their customer base. So those would be the three primary ones: business to business, the preview calls, and then where you're contracted by a company to actually serve their customers. So it's added value to their customer base.
Well, we're talking with Kathleen Gage, who is a consultant and mentor and just knows a great deal about internet marketing in particular. She's received numerous awards for her speaking and for her leadership and communications abilities from around the country. She's the author of several books, including The Law of Achievement and Message of Hope, among others. And she's her site online is streetsmartmarketing.com. We'll have all that information on our own website, beyondthebook.com. Kathleen, if all those different options are available to people, preview calls, business-to-business, and customer outreach, how do you know which one is best for you?
Well, that's a great question, Chris, because it really would depend on budget, it would depend on time, and I would say for smaller companies, the preview call by far is the best option to take. If I was to pick door number one, two, and three, and door number one was a preview call, I'd take door number one, hands down. Because again, what it does is it establishes credibility. And interestingly enough, with a good preview call, and there's an art to putting on a good teleseminar, it's just not a matter of showing up and being a talking head. You have to really know what information you're going to deliver that is going to solve a problem or help people have the solution to what keeps them awake at night. With the preview call, once you're established, you may get called into a company to actually do the expert call to the customer base, or hook one company up with another and do the business-to-business teleseminar. So I would say usually the best start is the preview call.
And I would imagine preparation for these kinds of programs, the teleseminars, is absolutely essential because, this is a world where getting people the right information at the right time is important, and being aware that people's time is one of the most valuable things they have. So you just don't want to take the risk of wasting their time. You really want to be ready with the information in a fashion that is organized and allows them to follow your argument, because if they are in the car driving to work or going from one side of the state to the other for a business call, they can follow along without having to, draw a map or do some notes.
You bet. And part of the preparation is, first of all, knowing who your market is. And I really see that is one of the greatest downfalls of independent publishers, of authors, of really business in general. A lot of times people have not defined their market. So you have to know who you're marketing to, and you have to know what their greatest problem is. What do they want a solution to? And the way you can do that is you can survey your market. From there, you have to have 2 to 3 main points that you're going to make in your teleseminar. In a one-hour teleseminar, 2 to 3 points that you go very deeply into would be more than enough. So you have to research the information. You have to outline it so that you're presenting it in a way, like you said, Chris, where it's understandable. Then you have to look at how you're going to market it, because it's one thing to have a great topic and a great teleseminar put together, but if nobody shows up, then you're dead in the water. Well, there's so many different strategies that are actually free to drive people to a site where they sign up for the teleseminar, and then you do what's called back-end marketing. And at Publishers University, I'm going to go into a lot of detail on this. I did a teleseminar recently where our cost for marketing it was about $50, and we had over 1,000 people who signed up for the preview call. Wow. And it was just phenomenal. And once you get your systems in place, you can replicate the process over and over again. So the first one is always going to be the toughest, but if you have a model that you can use, it's basically paint by numbers.
Can you give us an example of what that might be? I mean, what is there a technique, just making people aware of something they need to watch for that will help them as they're marketing and be able to understand if they're getting the right kind of response, if they're getting the right volume of interest, and so forth?
Well, one is the conversion rate, from how many people show up to how many people you sell if you are using the call to sell something. Another is, again, it all goes back to knowing who your market is, and then finding those locations online where your market hangs out. It's writing articles that drive people to what's called an opt-in box, where you're giving them some information, and in trade, they're giving you their contact information. So it's more than just marketing the teleseminar. It's really putting systems in place where you're building a relationship with your market, and teleseminars are a great way to do that. But basically, it's knowing who your market is and where they hang out online so that you can market to those locations. And oftentimes, it's by information that you drive people to the location to sign up for your teleseminar. It's not just running an ad. Ads can be effective to a degree, but usually it's through information and being a resource before you're a vendor that you have the greatest result.
I would agree with you. I think being a resource is an underestimated way to attract interest in what you're doing. People really appreciate somebody who's offering them information they didn't have before. When you say where people hang out online, are you talking about blogs? Are you talking about specific websites or specific news sites? What kinds of things?
Yes. Actually,
okay.
It would be blogs. It would be, and there's ways that you can find these blogs. And again, once you know your market, you can start identifying that. But social networks are huge. Facebook is incredibly powerful for promoting teleseminars. And it took a while before some people really got the understanding of how powerful that is. You also have media releases. You have forums that you can go into, article directory sites that you can go into. You can do joint venture partnerships where other people help you to promote your teleseminars. There are just dozens and dozens of ways that you can do this. And again, at Publishing University, people are going to get a list of these locations so they don't have to try to reinvent the wheel.
Well, you know, it's always hard to ask this question, but have you learned from your mistakes, or have you seen others learn from their mistakes? Are there things you just tell people, please don't do it, I know, because I did it and it didn't work?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I have to say that I've probably learned more from my mistakes than from my successes. One of the mistakes that I made early on is not getting the right information quick enough. It was, I just didn't know where to get it, or I was afraid to ask for help because I didn't want to admit I didn't know. Well, today, the more successful I become in my business, the more I'm willing to say, I don't know, and I'll go hire a mentor, or I'll go to a seminar to learn the information. I would say the greatest mistake is trying to sell too soon, and not having all your ducks in a row as far as how you're going to take your information to market. There's so many different aspects. It's just like writing a book and getting a book published. To me, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting the book out to market and having people know that you even have this book in existence. So there's the greatest mistake, again, would be not getting the right information, not getting mentors to help you, or going to the seminars or the conferences that will help you, and trying to sell too soon to the wrong market.
Right. It's like the old phrase about being the tree that falls in the forest and no one there to hear it. We don't want to have that happen to
Exactly. Authors
or publishers. Well, Kathleen Gage, it's been a pleasure talking with you and getting a glimpse of what you'll be telling people about at Publishing University. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris. It has been great, and I'm really looking forward to Publishing University.
Well, so are we here at Beyond the Book. Kathleen Gage is an internet marketing advisor who works with speakers, authors, coaches, and consultants to turn their knowledge into money-making products and services, including books, as well as multimedia programs and all sorts of other interesting and captivating programming. We'll be back with more previews and teases of the upcoming Publishing University coming to New York right before Book Expo America, brought to you, as always, by the Independent Book Publishers Association. This is Chris Keneally for everyone at Beyond the Book. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to having you back with us very soon.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.